The federal government is under increasing pressure to increase the New Start allowance. Liberal Senator Dean Smith has broken ranks to support an increase. The Senate is debating a Greens bill to raise the sum paid to the unemployed. Senator Smith is urging his colleagues to follow the lead of former Prime Minister John Howard and Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe, who both think that New Start should be lifted. Samantha Donovan reports.
The Prime Minister and the Treasurer are adamant the government won't be raising the New Start allowance for the unemployed. But the Liberal Senator, Dean Smith, is breaking ranks and backing an increase. He says his support should be seen in the broader context of employment growth.
I do think, and I am someone who believes that the New Start allowance must be more than reviewed, which was Labor's lame position, should be increased. I think that Liberals should pay very, very close attention to the comments of former leader John Howard on this matter.
Senator Smith argues the government has overseen the largest increase in jobs since the global financial crisis, with 1.3 million positions created since the coalition was elected. He also says the proportion of Australians of working age getting income support payments is at its lowest level in 13 years, at 14.3%. He rejects any characterisation of the coalition as misers in the New Start debate.
The accusation that the coalition is somehow mean-spirited, cold-hearted when it comes to the real living costs of Australians is shallow political statement.
The Australian Council of Social Service, ACOS, has seized on Senator Smith's support for an increase to New Start to help back its case. It argues half of those who get the allowance are aged over 45. More than 100,000 recipients are single parents, and one in four, the council says, has an illness or disability but can't get the disability support pension. It says the average time spent on New Start is 3 years. The Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce is again emphasising the problems of rural job seekers as the reason for his backing an increase in the allowance.
You don't have public transport, you're not near services. In a drought, hard to get a job. I mean, the jobs you have are farm work, but there's not much farm work if the farm hasn't got any produce, and therefore they supplement your income, and they do, because just being a realist, they supplement it by doing cash jobs, cutting firewood if they've got a shooting licence, shooting kangaroos, bit of cash work on here and there that they try and make things up. And what you don't want is to say, well, there's alternate cash jobs we can do as well, and that is the reality of many regional towns.
The Liberal MP Russell Broadbent holds the eastern Victorian regional seat of Monash. He shares Mr Joyce's concerns and is also considering supporting an increase to the New Start allowance.
I think it's very hard at that level of income, especially in regional areas that I represent and many of my colleagues, to have enough money to actually get out and find a job, find an opportunity. A lot of my employers are desperate for employees, and we've got to make it as easy as possible for those people who are on this transitional amount of money. We have to give everybody as much opportunity as possible. I'd have to question the JobStart agencies as to their effectiveness, and would the money better be spent directly with those who are unemployed, enabling them to get job opportunities.
Another regional coalition MP, the Minister for Water Resources, David Littleproud, agrees $40 a day isn't enough for someone to live on, but he isn't going so far as backing a $75 a week increase.
Not until I saw the information and the data that supported that. The reality is, let's be calm and methodical about this. We're working through in a sensible way to make sure we get this right. But our priority is about making sure every Australian can get a job when they want one.
That's the Minister for Water Resources, David Littleproud, ending Samantha Donovan's report.